This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County commissioners on Monday will be talking about development and vape shops. Three public hearings are scheduled. One is for language changes in the planned unit development ordinance. Another will tighten rules on campgrounds and mobile home parks. A third hearing will be held for comments on the county's proposed ordinance on tobacco and vape and hookah shops. Wyville has already passed an ordinance restricting the location of future businesses. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. As of this afternoon, more than 4 million voters in North Carolina had cast a ballot in the early polls. Today and tomorrow are your last chances if you want to vote before Election Day. All five county one stops are open until 7:30 tonight and until 3:30 on Saturday. In Columbus County, as of Thursday, close of business, 15,798 voters have visited an early poll here. That's out of just under 37,000 voters. Thursday was the second slowest day yet, with only 951 ballots cast. The five early voting sites in this county are the County Board of Elections Office, Shavern Municipal Annex, Fair Bluff Fire and Rescue, Tabor City Courthouse, and the Ransom Center on General Howe Highway in Sandy Field. Voter ID is required to cast a ballot. Free voter ID cards can be obtained at the Board of Elections office if you do not already have an acceptable form, such as a driver's license or student ID. Any registered voter may cast a ballot at any early poll through tomorrow, but you need to have your ID. On Election Day, you must visit your home precinct in order to vote. In other news today, four people have been charged with allegedly trying to smuggle drugs and tobacco into the county detention center. Curtis Demetrius Gallins, Christopher Jerome Taylor, LaTanya Willis, and Savannah Willis face charges of conspiracy, possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver marijuana and narcotics, providing contraband to an inmate, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Holiday Booze It and Lose It campaign is going on this week across North Carolina, and it's going to be busy this weekend. Saturation patrols and checkpoints by the Highway Patrol and Sheriff's Office have already resulted in a number of arrests for impaired driving, drugs, and other offenses. The effort goes on through Sunday. Saturday is the Big Tree Giveaway at Riegelwood Baptist Church. The Cape Fear Alliance for Trees and International Paper are sponsoring the event. A variety of local hardy trees are available on a first-come, first-served basis. The event is from 9:30 until noon, or while supplies last. It's turkey shoot time again. Starting tonight, Transformation Church is going to host their shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks will be available. Cost is $5 per shot. All proceeds go to the church building fund. Remember to let us know when and where you're hosting a turkey shoot so we can get it on our schedule. Donations are still being accepted for victims of Hurricane Helene, although the needs list have been shortened. General donations can be dropped off at any Black's Tire location. The Columbus Baptist Association is only accepting cash and checks to help fund operations and buy heaters. However, the CBA needs volunteers to help pack 500 brand new coats on Saturday. Volunteers with irons to help attach patches are also needed. Contact the CBA for more information. Grace Episcopal Church in Whiteville is sponsoring a Red Cross blood drive on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Participants will be eligible for a drawing for a gift basket from Waccamaw Gifts. The church is located at 105 South Madison Street in Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.